What are you looking for?
So just any sort of memories you've got. This is Jenny. I'm here at Weybridge at the John Betjeman Centre with Mike Kendall, who incidentally went to school with my father, Jeff Bear.
Yes. But yeah. For many years I've known Jeff.
Yeah.
So we were in competition for one young lady at one time.
Oh yeah, who was that?
Patsy Coogan.
Patsy Coogan?
Yeah.
And what did you like about Patsy?
Well, she was right. I nearly got engaged to her, but she moved away and married somebody else. So.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, that's after.
And my dad was after her too?
He was there before I was. Jeff and I got on very well together.
Yeah. Did you play sport together?
I used to play rugby, and then I messed up my back, and I couldn't do it anymore, but couldn't do much sport after that.
So you said that you went to, you studied engineering, and you were an engineer.
MGC engineering.
Ah, MGC, and you...
I started off in Farm Industries, which was on the quay down here. Old Town Cove, Town Cove.
Yeah.
That's where I started. It's my first job. And moved to the railway. And I went from here, done a couple of years in Gloucester on the railway. And then I came home again. And I went on the farm then.
Ah.
I went from railway to farming.
Yeah. What was that like, going from one to the other?
Just a job, like, you know.
Plenty of work, I imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Up Treverner Farm.
Oh, yeah,
Treverner. And moved up there. Well, my parents and all that were, that's where I was brought up there. Mm. Up the other side of Eglisale.
Mm.
And then I got married. My father, unfortunately, passed on. I got married and I was invited to join MGC. That's why I joined them. I worked with them for 30 odd years on and off. So.
What was it like having the railway here, having going to Paddington? Because of course it went to Paddington.
You go anywhere from here.
Yeah.
You know, you go London, anywhere from here.
Yeah.
You got two lines, you got the North Cornwall line. Mm-hmm. Went up St Kew and up around that way, and the Great Western, which is Bodmin, and you join the main line, Bodmin Road.
That's right. Yeah.
That was great fun. That was.
Did you find that it brought a lot more people to the town?
Oh yeah.
It was a bit busier. And,
well,
yeah.
Back then the bikes were nearer and.
Yeah. The cycle trail. Yeah, because of course that was the railway line, wasn't it?
Well, that's what happened.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think my mum remembers, because obviously mum grew up in Padstow, and she remembers coming on the train to to Weybridge to school.
Day out, that was good.
Lovely.
We used to go Woolworths in Bodmin. Right. Jump on the train and go to Woolworths. That was a day out.
Right. Get some fireworks. Bricknells. Yeah.
Bricknells, yeah.
Because there was a Bricknells here, wasn't there, in Weybridge for many years. Still is.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think there's Bricknells in Bodmin now.
No.
They started out in Bodmin. Spent many happy hours on this plane, but
yeah. And you've got six children.
Mm-hmm.
And are they around?
Two wives. Two ex-wives. Two ex-mother-in-laws. They were brilliant. Good ex-mother-in-laws.
Oh.
I've got a friend, girlfriend now.
Yes.
So, probably Jeff would know her.
Mm.
Wendy Daly.
Wendy.
Daly.
Daly. Ah. Oh yes, I saw name Daly.
Daly's a Weybridge family.
Yeah. Dally.
Ley.
Ley.
Mustn't forget the E.
No. I love. Well, it's like Bear. You mustn't leave the E off the Bear.
Oh no.
I love.
No, she's Bob Daly was unfortunately passed on.
Yeah.
I mean, I've known her since she was, 16 when she came into... She came from St Mirren.
Oh.
I've known her since when she came in, but...
known her for years.
We sort of parted and then come back together.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely. And you still live, where do you live, Mike?
I live over at the cell over West Park.
Yeah,
West Park. A little flat over West Park.
I think that's where Dad grew up, West Park.
Hmm?
I think that's where Dad grew up.
That's right.
Yeah. West Park.
Just watching the tables off in it. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Just want to... They haven't been used for a day or two.
It collects a bit of dust, doesn't it? It's when you're outside.
Yes, that's
right.
I know it. Yeah. Excuse me.
That's all right. Thank you, my love.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Jeff. Yeah, he does. Did he go to Queen's Park?
Queen's Park.
I can't remember.
No, it was Queen's Park.
It was Queen's Park. He
yes.
Was. So, this side.
That's right.
I live over that side.
That's right. Yeah.
Your dad's a brave man, you know.
Is he?
Yeah.
How was he?
He was in the fire brigade, wasn't he?
Yes, he was 25 years in Passy Fire Brigade.
Yes, and he jumped in the harbour with
yes,
the treatment operator song.
You remember that?
I remember that.
Mike.
I was just standing on the quay beside him.
You were standing there, you saw it happen.
I saw it happen, yeah.
So what happened? Who?
The car went over the plank, went over the end of the quay. He put his breathing up. Well, yeah, breathing up later on. He's down with it. I don't know why I was there. I was in civvies. I wasn't on duty. But he had his breathing up. He and his mate jumped in and dragged me out of the car. Two of them out of the car.
Yeah.
I think.
Was it Yelland?
That's right, yeah.
That's it, Yelland. Not Mary Yelland.
I think the driver was a little bit inebriated.
I do remember that. It was,
yes. Yes, he's a very brave man. I wouldn't have done it.
No. Were you in the fire brigade, did you say?
I was in the fire brigade.
You were, yeah. Here at Weybridge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think Jeff started in Weybridge.
I think he did. I think he must have done and then moved when
I think he's on the roll of honour down in the fire brigade.
Oh, is he?
Station.
So what was your time in the... Because you were retained firefighter.
Retained service. Yeah, Jeff was retained.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, the smaller firehouses. You couldn't. There was no full time, was it?
No, it had to be.
Yeah.
Biggest full time was Bodmin.
They
were full time.
Were they? Ah, okay.
And the next one down would be in Truro, Camborne.
That's right.
Those were sort of areas, like you know.
Yeah, a bit more built up, a bit bigger. Yeah.
How's it going?
I remember my dad just going to many.
Well, Andy.
Gorse fires, the amount of gorse fires, you know, on like summer's day like that, someone left a glass bottle, a whole lot
would
go
up. Again,
yeah.
We were out there once, out on some gorse fire, and there was 16 of us in a row, we was beating him, and looked back and the fire was coming behind again.
No.
A couple of yards behind us, he was still coming.
Oh,
we thought he'd put it out and he was still coming. Yeah. So these things they know about you know, the global heating and all the rest of it. It's been going on for years.
Well, they've had terrible fires, haven't they, all over the world?
Oh, God, yeah.
Some of these smaller islands, suffered a bit.
Well, it was a Hawaii, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Burnt a lot
Yeah.
It's a lump of rock now, that's all.
But you love Weybridge.
Oh, yeah.
You would never move. No.
I'm 36 years in town council.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you really?
36 years and 38 years. I was 36 of them all the time. Yeah.
So what was your proudest moment of being part of the town council? What do you remember, something that you raised money for or said yes to or put forward? Do you think you're most proud of?
Town mayor.
You were mayor?
I was mayor.
We are, I didn't know that. How long were you mayor for?
2 years.
Nice.
You get elected once a year, like, you know.
Yeah.
2 years on the job.
Wow.
Yeah.
That must have been a real honour, actually.
Oh, absolutely.
To be mayor of the place
put
where
put on
you...
2 stone, mind me.
Did you? That was all the
noshes.
Cakey teas.
Cream teas and stuff, yeah.
Oh, Mike, that's lovely.
Yeah. Yeah, I was 85 to 87.
Mm.
Yeah. Very fun. Always lovely, that one.
All the carnivals, all the openings, all the. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, lovely.
Judging the baby shows was worse.
Yeah, was
I hated that.
Is that because they're all crying mostly? Oh, like?
Bloody hell, the mothers.
Oh, the
the mothers there were terrible. They come with a suitcase full of clothes. Because the kids, like, you know, kids are 2-3 year old, like, you know.
And you had to judge. You had to judge the best one.
I left it to the nurses.
Yeah, good idea. Good idea. That's hellish.
I could never, you know.
No.
I mean, everybody's baby's different.
Of
everybody's,
course. How can you say one's better than the other?
That's right. I had 2 little ones of my own then. Yeah.
Well, they entered when you were.
No.
No.
No fear. No
that would
fear.
Have been.
That would have been the last thing.
So, what do you think's been the biggest change at in Weybridge over the years? The buildings, yeah.
It's gone mad.
Yeah.
It's gone mad, absolutely bonkers.
In a bad way?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cornwall's going to sink.
Yeah, it feels like there's a lot of building going on, and not necessarily for, you know, local families.
It's all done for money.
Yeah, it is all done
nothing
for
to
money.
Do with families. It's all to do with money.
Yeah.
When they built all this stuff, these houses here, they were for older generations.
Yeah, my nan was in one. My nan, Jean Cornish, she was in one.
Now then, anybody go there?
Really. Because they were built for the older generation to there basically on their
specifically
own.
Specifically for them,
Oh, I see.
Yeah, the man that designed them all got an award for it.
Ah, really?
North Cornwall District Council. And then they changed it from there and they went to Cornwall Council.
Mm.
And that messed it right up. Because they didn't give a damn what happened in Weybridge.
It's a shame.
Yeah.
It hurts. It hurts, particularly if you've been here all your life and you've seen these changes. It must feel.
Oh, yeah. Wendy lives up at Queen's Park.
Oh, yeah.
Just around the corner from where Jeff is. And you look across the river, and all that was fields, all that side of the river.
Yes.
Now you can't see a thing, and dead of grass.
Really?
All along behind Eggs Hill Road.
Good Lord.
Terrible.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. And where I used to go, I've up to Warner and Best Park.
Mm.
Nothing here but houses.
No, I know.
Terrible.
I remember my dad saying that he used to go fishing. He'd go along, I'm not sure where it was, it must have been along the river. And he'd go with a fork, with a garden
piking.
Fork. Yeah, piking, that's it.
Yeah.
So what is it, how do you do it again?
You've got a big long, we used to make our own, big long pike. Teeth about that long. A piece of wood with nails to it.
Yes.
With the spikes on them.
Yeah.
And you've got low tide.
Yeah.
And trot your way up through the river. And the flatfish used to lie flat. And you got a flatfish.
And what did you do then? Did you take some home for tea?
Take them home for tea.
Did you sell them, maybe?
Sometimes. Yeah. You always had a big family, so you always fed the family first.
Of course.
Well, I've come out with about, from my father-in-law, had a farm down. Well, he's still got it.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's passed on now. Down Pinquain.
What was it?
Pinquain, down Camel Quarry.
Yeah.
And we used to go out in the river there. And we picked up about 20 flatfish from there to the White House.
Bloody hell.
Couldn't do it now.
No.
I think the pikes are still out there.
Well, the bits of wood with the nets.
Yeah.
And they're called pikes.
Yeah, that's right.
Do
about a foot every time. Right?
Yeah. Amazing. And the flatfish thought they were getting away with it by making sure
they
were disguised. You
couldn't see them. Chip the pebbles and stuff in the bottom.
Oh, I see.
And the sandy ones, they were that thick. Lovely to eat.
Lovely bit of fish.
Yeah.
Well, that's lovely, Mike. I think we got a... Mike's carrying on.
We went to... What was that for? Barbecue or something. Coming back. It's midnight. And we got talking about ghosts. And I saw, I saw the headless coachman come across the Turin Bridge at 1 minute past midnight. That shows I'm sitting there.
You saw the headless horseman?
Yeah.
Which bridge?
Turin Bridge.
Turin Bridge.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, straight up.
What did it make you feel? Did you... And that's where we'll see.